Good morning. It's Monday the 28th of November, and ahead of tonight's Reclaim the Night March in Dundee City Centre, Live News journalist Alistair Clark chats with us about the upcoming event. I'm Kate Brown, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities at thecourier.co.uk. Now back to our featured story, and the annual Reclaim the Night March is taking place tonight in Dundee. Live News reporter Alistair Clark is here with me today to tell me more about the march and the rest of the women's rights events that will be taking place across Tayside and Fife this month. So Alistair, what is the Reclaim the Night March and how has Dundee come to be involved?
Yeah, so the Reclaim the Night March will take place tonight, and people will start at Magdalen Green and end up at the V&A in Dundee, where there'll be speeches and other things happening. The events are part of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, which is a wider UN campaign which takes place across the world and calls for an end to, like it says, gender-based violence, misogyny, domestic abuse, and all those things. So that's where the idea for the march came about. That's why it takes place now, and it forms part of that.
So why have they organised a march in particular? I mean, what do the organisers hope to achieve with the walk?
Yeah, so the Reclaim the Night marches aren't anything new. They first started around the 1977. And the idea is obviously, like the title says, to reclaim the night. Lots of women, the majority of women say that they often feel unsafe at night, and that's when, men who want to commit violence against women in whatever forum tend to do that. So it's about women coming together, as the organisers say, and, taking over the streets and saying that, they should be able to walk around at night safely without fearing what men could do.
Absolutely. And of course, you mentioned 16 days of activism. So can you give us an overview of the other events which are coming up in Dundee?
Yeah, sure. So the events actually started on the 25th, and there was placard making workshops where people got ready for the Reclaim the Night March tonight. And then on Saturday there was a club night at Dusa as well. So there's already been 2 days, and obviously today is the third day. On the 30th of November, there'll be a feminist pub quiz at Radapples at Meadowside, and there's also a women's health workshop. The 3rd of December, there's a spoken word night at Razak, and that's at Radapples as well. And there will be a lot of other events throughout the 16 days. And on the 5th of December, there is a workshop about reducing the barriers that women face and people sharing their experiences and things like that. On the 7th of December, Dundee International Women's Centre are hosting a social media takeover, and people are being urged to take a look out for that on social media, and they'll be displaying artwork and photographs across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so that'll be one to keep an eye out for. On the 8th of December, there is a body shop self-care workshop. There'll be lessons in mindfulness, grounding and self-massage as part of that. And on the 9th of December in the City Square, that's actually the finale, there'll be two events. At 2:30, there'll be a flash mob, and that'll be choreographed and performed by young people from schools across the city. And then later on in the evening, starting around 7:45, there will be a public vigil, and everyone is invited to go along to that, and that will honour all the women that have died because of male violence this year, and there'll be a candle lit for each of them, and people are obviously urged to go along and pay their respects and sort of really see the impact of male violence and the number of people that it affects.
And obviously with this being a global campaign that's been organised by the UN, what can you tell us about other events that are taking place across Tayside and Fife?
Yeah, so Perth is hosting its own 16 days, and there will be events across Perth and Kinross. So on November the 25th again, outside the Perth Concert Hall, their events will be kicked off by John Swinney, who is obviously Deputy First Minister and MSP for Perthshire North, and he will kick that off with a speech, obviously, and then there'll be a performance by a rock choir. They've also got a Reclaim the Night march planned. We don't have details on the dates and times for that yet, but obviously, you know, as soon as that becomes available, we'll publish it on the Courier website.
Thank you, Alistair. Well, you can find Alistair's coverage of Reclaim the Night on the Courier website. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.